speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Says, explain the phrase, we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. We want to consider the various terms that are under consideration here in order for us to get what is coming out of entering into the kingdom through much tribulation. Contextually, we understand that these people were Christians. How do we know that they were Christians? Why would I say this? If you note the context of Acts chapter 14 and verse 22, it says, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. They were to continue in that system of faith, in their obedience to God in faith through baptism, until they were to enter into the kingdom. Hence, because of this, then, we would understand that they were already in the kingdom, meaning they were already in the church. Therefore, the kingdom of God would refer to the eternal or everlasting kingdom into which the faithful Christians will enter in the last day. I've also paralleled this with what Peter teaches us in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 11. Then the much tribulation is derived from a Latin word, tribulum. And in this, it has reference to a Roman threshing instrument. The Roman threshing instrument was used by Roman farmers to separate grain from the worthless husk. In this context, it is used metaphorically to speak in reference to hardships, to difficulties, and to all sorts of adversities that Christians then, as well as Christians today, go through. In this immediate context, what is the meaning? He's speaking to the saints at Antioch, primarily. Yet in this, we understand, is that Antioch is is within a city of Syria, but in like figure, it was based, Antioch was the base for the proclamation of the gospel to the Gentile world. And what Paul is dealing with in this context and in the broader context of what we know he dealt with, here we find is that Paul and Barnabas were separated for the work of proclaiming God's word. And also, though, we understand is that they were assaulted against by individuals who were not receptive to the message. And what Paul is identifying here is that not only have I gone through much trial and tribulation before I will enter into the kingdom, but he says, also you, because you are followers of me, as well as followers of Christ, you in like figure will go through much tribulation before entering into the kingdom. The overall application then would apply even to you and me today. As Christians in the Lord's church, in every age, all who seek to live godly will suffer persecution. That's what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. Every single one of us will suffer some form of persecution in our life because of our commitment to Christ. If we are striving to live right, if we are telling others about what God expects not only of us, but of all of humanity, we're going to have people speak illy about us. We're going to maybe have people do things that will bring suffering, either mental suffering or even physical suffering to us in life. And therefore, hence, the immediate context would refer to the saints at Antioch, the things that they could expect to face, yet at the same time, the overall understanding or application would certainly apply to us is that there are things that we will go through because of our relationship with the Lord.